From the Department of Family Care.
From the Director, Department of Family Care, submitting an informational report on the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care 2014 final capitation rate. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay, good morning, Ms. Ledger, Mr. Hudson, how are you?
Thawing out, Madam Chair. Good morning, Madam Chair, County Board Supervisors.
Good morning.
What we had presented earlier to Health and Human Needs was our preliminary 2014 capitation rate. After some conversations with the Department of Health Services, we're now bringing to you our final capitation rate for 2014. As we had reported earlier, the initial rate was $2,666 per member per month. As we informed you, that was a 3.8% decrease from the previous year's capitation rate. That's the rate for Milwaukee. As we had reported earlier, most of the managed care organizations in Wisconsin saw a capitation rate decrease for 2014. We did see an increase for the services that we provide in Racine and Kenosha County. That was a 2.9% increase over the previous year. The rates for the other regions are also presented to you in the report, but I think the notable piece is having had conversations with the Department of Health Services about the services that we provide and the direction that the program was going, we were able to decrease the amount of the decrease. So while our capitation rate for 2014 is still lower than our capitation rate for 2013, it is not as low as the preliminary rate. So what we have at this point is a final cap rate of $2,677 per member per month.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Ledger, will this affect your reserves? Would you be able to use this capitation rate through the whole thing? So in other words, you might not have to tap into your reserves. It will be a break even.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, unfortunately, the adjustment or the change that the Department of Health Services made for the Department of Family Care was not, there's still a decrease. So we still have to tap into our reserves in order to avoid wholesale cuts to providers, cuts in services, so we will still be accessing our reserves because of the rate decrease.
Will that rate decrease only for Milwaukee County, and so you, Racine and Kenosha will not be affected?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, and I apologize for the sneezing that's going on. Correct. The rate for Milwaukee is a decrease. The rate for Racine and Kenosha is a slight increase. And there is a decrease in our Region 6, which is Ozaukee, Sheboygan, and Walworth, and then a slight decrease in Waukesha and Washington. So, again, all of the counties that we serve, including, of course, Milwaukee, saw a decrease with the exception of Racine and Kenosha. And, again, I think nearly all of the other MCOs throughout Wisconsin saw similar rate decreases from the Department of Health Services for this year. So we were fortunate in Racine and Kenosha.
Okay, one more thing. So will those different regions have their own reserves, and Milwaukee have their own reserves, mm-hmm. or are they all blended?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, I'm going to defer to Jim Hudson on the reserve. I believe they're all this one.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, it's all Milwaukee County reserves. It's one kettle, but for 2014, Racine Kenosha will be surplusing and will be subsidizing the Milwaukee County operations. Right now, they have a rate increase. That region is surplusing for 2013 and will likely surplus for 2014.
Okay, what, Mr. Hobson?
Sure.
Madam Chair, what about Ozaukee, Washington? We take care of them too, correct?
Correct.
They are deficit. There had a decrease in their
right, and
rate.
We were. I think for the third for the third quarter, we had like a $3,000 loss. But we just started there. So as we increase our enrollment, we are anticipating we should see a break even or better. That's what happened with Racine Kenosha early on. We were losing some money, and then we finished the first year strong in 2012 and actually had a small surplus of about $40,000. And this year, meaning 2013, it's well over a couple hundred thousand already.
Madam Chair, I'd like to receive and place on file.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion to receive and place on file. Supervisor Stemper and then Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning. With the rate increases, well, the projected reserve withdrawal was $4.9 million, right?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Stamper, correct.
So do you have the new number? I'm sure it'll be less with the increases and the less.
Yeah, on the bottom of page 2, the last paragraph, it'll show that we're anticipating about $1.03 million or about $1,030,000 in that increase in the preliminary rate capitation rate to the final rate for 2014. So overall, there's still going to be about a $9.1 million revenue short decrease from the prior year.
Well, how much do you have to withdraw? That's instead of
3.9.
3.9, okay.
And Madam Chair, Supervisor Stamper, as we've internally had discussions, it's still a priority for us to make sure that all of the providers within the network are reimbursed at a level so they can continue to provide good services. So we're going to still be looking at rate increases for providers. We have over 1,100 agencies within the provider network, some of whom haven't had increases in quite some time. So we want to make sure that all of those providers are at a level, again, where they're able to provide good services to members.
Will you be doing that in 2014?
Yeah, Madam Chair, Supervisor Stamper, we're going to be looking at very targeted increases, yes, for 2014.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Weishan?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just trying to get a greater understanding of this, of the capitation rate. And what exactly is the state trying to accomplish with this? It seems a very complicated and if we're trying to contain costs, it seems like we're looking in the wrong direction, that when you're compiling data what the costs were last year, how does that, you know, how is that relevant to what we're going to experience this year and the future years of it? So could you just try and kind of explain a little bit of that?
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisor Weishan, the state capitation model is run by PwC, PricewaterhouseCoopers. It's an accounting and actuarial firm. And what they do is they take base cost data for 2012. It's a two-year lag on cost data, so they use 2012 data to set 2014 rate structure. But they've only selected 22 counties out of the 57 counties that presently offer the family care benefit. And what they do is they run a regression model. And the simplest way I can explain it is they take the average cost of those 22 counties and they calculate what they calculate as payment variables for activities of daily living, behavioral variables, et cetera. And depending on that member's functional screen and those characteristics, you get a payment for those different variables. But the simplest way to think of it is they're only going to pay no more than the average cost of those 22 counties. So if our cost structure is higher, we're only going to get reimbursed that average cost for that payment variable. So in what I had shared with the Finance Committee at the last Finance Committee meeting was we presently, for Milwaukee County, do not have our cost data for the younger population in that rate setting model yet. That's for the under 60 population for Milwaukee County. It goes through a vetting process, and if the state determines it's still not, or the actuaries determine it's still not, doesn't meet certain criteria, because there's a set of criteria, they don't include it in the rate setting model. Prior to using 2012 data, they only used 7 counties. So in 2011, they used 7 counties to set the rates. In 2012, they used 22. So they are including more cost data from different counties.
Now, in that, when they look at that data, is it, does it represent, at least for us, our healthcare area, because there's different areas of the state where healthcare costs differently. Are they, I guess, accurately looking at our area and the, you know, the people that you're serving, and matching those up so that their estimates actually are based on, you know, your reality and what you actually have to deal with? Or is there some misalignment?
Chairwoman, Supervisor Weishon, the model has, over the last 4 to 5 years, has been refined. And what they refer to is an R-squared or coefficient factor. It's a measure of how successful and predictable the model is. It used to be in the around 30%. Now it's in the mid to upper 40s. And for a healthcare regression model, that's considered highly successful. To further answer your question, though, there are going to be differences, and we have shared those with the state, and we bring them back. We will be bringing them back this year when we start talking about the model. And a good example would be a possible regionalization factor for differences in what may be occurring. For instance, in a rural area, there might not be as many transportation vendors, whereas in Milwaukee County, there's more transportation. So the cost structure here might be a little different. So we're going to be seeking a possible adjustment or to be built into that capitation model. So there are differences. We unlike a lot of the other MCOs, have tried to share them with the state, and they have gradually refined it, and the model has become more highly predictable of member characteristics. Is it perfect? By all means, no, but it has gotten a lot better over the years. Back in prior to 2009, there wasn't even today there's 3 different target groups. There's the frail elderly, the physically disabled, and the developmentally disabled, and they set rates based on those 3 different target groups. Prior to 2009, it was just under 60, over 60. So they've tried to get more precise, is the best way I can put it. Chairwoman and Supervisor Weishon, as Director Ledger mentioned to me, recent years, the state has started to implement what they refer to as some policy adjustments. So let's say the rate comes in at X, they may come back and say, well, we're going to make a policy adjustment to only give you X less Y. And that is what happened originally with the 2014 capitation rate. They made a policy adjustment of about $1 million, and they gave us that back. So we actually have what we have before you. The final rate is the rate that was generated off the capitation rate model. But they also did do that to other MCOs. There was another MCO in Madison, Care Wisconsin First. They actually had a $15 million policy adjustment, and the size of their operation is about, they have about 6,000 people that they serve. We serve over 8,200. So I hope I've answered some of your questions.
I think it is. I think it's important to point out that this is sort of like a best guesstimate kind of approach, And that I don't want people to think that when we talk about whether it's surpluses or deficits and things like that, that it's a reflection on the service or the care and things like that. These actuaries, and I'll tell you, the people in Madison, you know, they might as well get a witch doctor and a voodoo doll when they come up with half of this stuff. I think that the more complicated they make it, I think they intentionally do that so that they can politically cover themselves when they want to make these cuts and call them policy adjustments, rather than just saying, you know, they're going to cut the budgets for these different departments. It seems like they got to throw a lot of smoke in the air and confetti in the air and kind of mask what they're really doing, rather than just saying, hey, we're going to give you X amount of money per person, and they come out with all these convoluted ways of, you know, trying to blame it on somebody else. I think the best rule is to keep it simple, and it's unfortunately they don't want to do that in Madison. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a question about that under 60 population that's not included. How much do you think the rate that we will have in 2014 is, I guess, inadequate to take care of that population?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen, I can tell you our rate, that the 2677 is an aggregate of all three populations, the frail elderly, the developmentally disabled, and the physically disabled. Our cost structure is much higher for the younger population, like the developmentally disabled, and there are some physically disabled in there. Memory serves me correct, and I guess I don't want to be held to this because I don't have my reports in front of me for that, but I believe we were operating about between $3,400 and $3,500 per member just for the developmentally disabled per month, and we're, as you know, we're getting paid $2,677.
And Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen, also to your question, you know, when it's part of it is, again, what we referred to earlier in terms of, you know, sort of a different universe in Milwaukee as opposed to some other rural areas. There are services here for younger people with disabilities, which are covered in the benefit package, which are in their service plans. In a smaller community where there may not be enough day programs, where there isn't transportation to attend those, you may see lower cost structures. But we have here a very rich provider network so that people are able to have all of the services that they need to meet their outcomes. So there's, from that standpoint, that's why when Mr. Hudson talks about the higher cost structure, it's because individuals are receiving the services that they need and that are appropriate to them because we have them here. This is an area where those things are available to individuals. We're also serving a challenging population. There are people with some significant needs, and we need to be able to make sure that we're meeting those in the best way that we can. And those services are going to be typically more expensive than, and again, there's an exception to everything. So I don't mean to say that there are not individuals who are elderly who don't have, you know, extensive care plans. But by and large, what you're going to see is for younger individuals, those care plans are going to be at a higher cost than for older adults.
thank you, Madam Chair. One more question. The capitation rate that the state calculates, does that include any information from the reserves for those 22 counties that is calculated for?
Madam Chair and Supervisor Rowan, I guess when you look at how the rate is established, it's based on the needs of the members that we serve and the cost data from 2 years prior. So it's looking more from that standpoint. I don't know that they've looked at the other piece of it.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen, maybe I can better answer it this way. When the preliminary rates were issued, I took a closer look, and 90% of our decrease was attributable to decreasing costs throughout family care. As I shared, there's 22 counties that they're using data from to set rates, and what was happening was we were seeing a decline in those cost structures throughout those 22 counties. So that was really something to be expected. There were efficiencies gained within the system, and that's how the rate got set. And then what they refer to as the trend factor, or you would know it better as an inflationary factor, that because the managed care program has started to see over the last 4 or 5 years efficiencies, that trend or inflationary factor for that two-year period was relatively flat. Depending on the target group population, we would get anywhere from 0.5% up to 1% increased on top of that base rate. So that's the best way I think I can answer your question. I don't know if that is.
Madam Chair and Supervisor Bowen, I guess the other way to look at it is, again, if you look at the capitation rates that the state set for all of the regions that we serve, as Mr. Hudson said earlier, they look at, you know, the reserves for Milwaukee County are in a bucket for Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha, on those counties in Region 6. So there's decreases, and then there's that one increase in Racine and Kenosha. So the amount of the reserves, as Mr. Hudson was saying, is not what they look at in terms of setting a rate. And again, there were MCOs that got a significantly bigger decrease than Milwaukee County did. So that's what that's of all the things that they may be looking at, that isn't the one-to-one correlation there.
That leaves me one more question, Madam Chair. The 22 counties that are taken into account to create that rate, the services that you talk about that are provided here, can you give me an example of, you know, something like a service that we pay for here that's not available in those 22 counties?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen, the benefit package for every managed care organization is the same. What you'll see different is if you're in a rural area and there simply aren't providers who are doing that particular service. There may not be as many day activities for people with developmental disabilities in a rural county as there are in Milwaukee, but the benefit package itself is the same for every MCO.
So it's more of a situation when those other 22 counties, if they had that provider that could do it, they probably would pay for it. Because we have that available here, we pay for it here as well.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen, okay. Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Okay, Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So with that, does that make the rate higher or lower? Would that increase the rate or lower the rate if there is a service available?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Stamper, I think.
Does it negatively affect if you have the service?
If you look at it from the standpoint of the portion of, and please correct me if I go too far off on the number thing, but if you look at the rate setting formula from the standpoint of, one of the things that's considered is the cost data from 2 years prior. So if I have a different, as a different MCO in a different area, I have a different case mix, I'm serving lower acuity people. If there are, if the service plans, if there's not as many services to avail oneself of, my cost data is going to look different. There are areas that have different proportions of younger adults with disabilities versus frail elderly. So I think from that standpoint, that's where you're going to see different information come into the rate setting formula. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anything further from the committee? Maybe can't see you over there.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Thank you very much for the detailed report. And I think I want to just take this opportunity to remind the committee that this is actually the work that's being done in family care, especially in the other counties, is it's an honor. I mean, it's something that we RFP'd for. We competed with other entities, and we were selected. And so it is something that, despite the kinks, and we knew there would be some, it's something that we should be proud of, the fact that, Milwaukee County was looked at as being the number one provider for the service in the state. So let's toot our own horn a little bit when we get the chance. Supervisor Mayo? Okay. And Supervisor Mayo did make the motion to receive and place on file. So, Madam Clerk, on that motion, please call the roll.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place this item on file prevails.
Thank you very much.